Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast. What's up, y'all? Jeffrey and Jeffrey TV coming to you live on Memorex from my hotel room here in London. Very close to the West End. Today, I was scheduled to go to St. Paul's Cathedral and take the sightseeing experience of being a tourist there, but I couldn't get out of bed. I jumped on an airplane at 5 o'clock LA time, and I didn't sleep much on the airplane. So 10 hours there, add 9 hours in time zones. And I went through the day yesterday without sleeping. I think I finally got to sleep probably around midnight last night. And I think I slept till 4. Then I woke up, I ate, and I slept again. Then I woke up around 9. But I didn't have anything when I woke up. So I just ate again and took my pizza, put it in my Ziploc bag, poured some hot water. And the hot water in that bathroom is super hot. These European hotel rooms, as I remember last few times I've come here, are small. They are very small. They're efficient, but they're small. You think about, you know, the hotels we're used to in America, even the Super 8s and the Motel 6s, they're just big, built big. Somebody told me that about American cars, too. They used to always love American cars because they were just so damn big. Anyway, but that's not the point. The point is, hotel room is small, I'm here, but the duvet, oh my goodness, the duvet is so wonderful. I took a picture to tag. This duvet was killing. Oh my goodness. The pillows are a little hard. The bed is good though. Everything's clean. You know, it's efficient. I walked around yesterday. I got here. I came in the room. I think I settled for like an hour or two just to, you know, figure, you know, get my bearings. Then, I had to book the spin on the London Eye. So I walked over there, got my steps in. Saw a few things, walked through Piccadilly Circus. There were people out there, real festive everywhere you went. I guess it was Sunday, people were out. They were out down by the London Eye. There's an area designated for like performers and food and, you know, quote unquote lunch trucks and cotton candy and all that fun stuff. And people just hanging out. Cause I turned around and I looked and people just sitting on the, you know, lawn, you know, a bunch of groups of people just, you know, just sitting out chilling. And the street performers everywhere, just like in Venice Beach, doing the same thing, doing the same kind of shtick, same kind of comedy as they do in Venice Beach. You know, they put up their rope, they gather to the rope, and, you know, step back, they get a kid, he wants you to help me, and they make jokes. They say, oh, you can help me. Just remember, you got to be 8 years old to help me. And he asked him, how old are you, 7? He said, oh, yeah, you got to be 8 years old to help me. So the kid's standing there like, you know, the whole stick is the same. It was kind of cool to see that. Super diverse. Oh my God, this place is diverse. And I'm sure all places are diverse. But I think the thing that struck me about this place being diverse is so many different languages I heard. It was the different languages that I kept hearing. You know, just looking around. In LA, you do too. You know, but some it's predominantly, maybe, I don't know, maybe predominantly you hear Spanish there. I'm not sure. Just maybe people here are just louder. I think that's what it really might be. I think people here are just... They were just more open and louder and more expressive and quote-unquote obnoxious in a good way. I like obnoxious because that one city I went to, I think it was Amsterdam or somebody, everything stayed like this. Nobody, in Moscow especially, nobody yelled or, you know, there was no laughter or any excitement or raucousness or anything. I guess it might have just been the area I was at. I was in a very limited area when I was in Moscow. But anyhow, I'm just waking up. I didn't get any steps today. Paid $43 for a pizza yesterday. I was tired. I didn't care. I was tired. There's a pizza place right there. I knew it looked fancy because I couldn't even pronounce the damn name. I looked at the pizza on the pizza head. I was like, ooh, that looks good. Okay, whatever, please. And I watched them make it, you know, real attention to detail. I mean, it was just good. It was just too good. Like, literally, I could add a little Caesars. What's it called? Hot and ready pizza, whatever. But this pizza was good. It was wood oven burned or whatever. I don't even know. I paid $43 for it. I know that. And it was probably worth it. It was good. So now I'm getting ready to walk over to the venue. Like 2.5 miles. I need that. And because Mr. Scale didn't make the trip. And I know yesterday and today. So we'll see. And the reason I'm coming to you live here now is because I'm on a roaming data plan on my phone. I have Spectrum. Spectrum Mobile, which is on Verizon. When I do my speed tests and stuff, it comes back that I'm coming in from a Verizon network. So I get here, I cut my phone on, nothing, no data, no nothing. But I think I had roaming. It did connect to roaming, so I was able to make phone calls, but the data wasn't turned on. Supposed to have the data turned on probably before you left, and since I didn't, I had to call, and I was on hold for like a half hour, so I had to wait. No, I waited in the airport, because the airport had free Wi-Fi, and I just talked to them, and they got me set up, and I got on data. And then the data charges, the reason I'm coming to you, I probably won't be coming to you from the street or live or anything. Data charges is 0.01 cent a megabyte, which comes out to about $10 a gigabyte. So if I was to make a video and upload it, a 500 megabyte video and upload it, it's going to cost me $5. First time I came to Europe years back, 2000, before, you know, smartphones and everything, I was posting pictures to my website, doing this, doing that. I had $400 in data charges when I got back. And it was like, I remember one of the CEOs, one of the vice presidents were like, yeah, how'd that work? And he knew. And I was like, what are you talking about? No. Then I got the bill. And I was like, oh, okay. Because they were following my posts and stuff. He said, hey, you sure was posting a lot over there. He probably said, I wonder if he know about data charges or he don't care. Because good God. Because they traveled over there. Anyhow, so I got my data charger, so I'm in a room with Wi-Fi right now, so I figured I'd go ahead and throw it on and talk and, you know, just, I was going to say let y'all know what's going on, but is that really what I'm doing? Am I really talking to y'all, or am I talking at y'all? Am I talking to me and letting y'all listen? Am I talking to me knowing I have an audience? Why am I talking about this? You should be talking about the funk. Make my funk the P-Funk. L.A. Maggots. We're going to get up and go do it. Gary walk over to the venue. And I've been to this venue before. And I don't know why I was in front row last time. The last time I came here. First time I came and saw P-Funk on Continent Number 2. I think might have been the last time they were here. I did it completely wrong. I didn't leave any time to see anything. Only thing I did was drive between concerts, and I wasn't even there front row. I wasn't even there early enough to get front row. What the hell? I'm gonna be at the venue an hour early today. That's how I do it now. What was I thinking? In fact, I went to Stonehenge and was doing this and doing that last time, which was cool and vibey. So, you know, so I walked in a place with the right attitude, but I wasn't front row. And I can remember being at the Bristol show in the crowd, walking in happy, and I'm still excited and happy because I was around people and everybody was dancing on beat. Just to come over here and see these white folks dancing on beat, it's just, for me, it's euphoria. It's euphoric as compared to being in San Francisco and watch these people just arbitrarily move to some kind of imaginary music in their head because this damn show wasn't moving to the music that was being played in the venue. I don't know why I had to go down that road, but you know me, I always gotta put a little in there. But I'm getting better, I think. I think there's a new Jeffrey. There's definitely a new Jeffrey. I'm definitely way less antagonistic. Way less antagonistic than I was probably 2 months ago. I was triggered by something, and that triggering has stayed with me. And I was like, you know what? I don't have to go back there anymore. I'm Jeffrey, damn it. I'm above all this. I'm Jeffrey. And I literally mean above. Like, certain things are beneath me. And I mean beneath me. You could take beneath me as meaning the derogatory kind. Yeah, you are beneath me. This is beneath me. And I'm like, damn, man, come on, man, look at you. You know, you don't even need to mess in that mess no more. Anyhow, and I guess the whole thing here, you can see I'm still trying to wake up. The whole thing here is this data, you know, it'd be $10 a gigabyte. Which ain't bad. You know, I mean, I can afford it, but that's not the point. If I can spend $43 on a pizza, I can afford to spend $5 to upload y'all a video from the show. Because the other show, the last couple shows that was happening here, I didn't see nothing on it. Was it me? Did y'all see anything on it? I didn't see nothing on these last few shows. They played a show last night in Nottingham. And they played another show someplace else. I think it was a private show. I'm not sure. Ain't seen nothing. No peeps are nothing. So what I post today might be the first y'all see of a show. If I post at all, I might, you know, maybe the venue has Wi-Fi. I don't know. We'll see. But I was even considering going live, you know, just for the hell of it, because nobody, I don't think Carlon is here. I don't think PTV Carlon is here. So, you know, it's going to be good to get out there and see what's up. And for some of y'all probably looking at my life and saying, wow, it must be good, it must be nice. It is. It really is. It really, really is to live the life I'm living. I can't deny it. I'm not going to be shy about it. Let's just be honest. It really is nice. And the reason it's nice is because I built it. I built it, worked for it, struggled, orchestrated it, got my mind together to handle it, prepared myself to handle it. Prepared myself to handle it when the opportunity arose. Put myself in a position to accept the opportunity. And I was going to say the opportunity that I prepared myself for was probably this job at Latham. I said where I worked. I would never say where I worked at before. It was just this current job I've got. It's the best job I've ever had. I was in place to do that. I worked. I kept my credit clean. I stayed clean. I worked at the IRS for $16 an hour for 2 years to get my chops back up and to get back in the game and just walk it so I could walk into an interview with that. You know, I've been doing it. I'm ready. Come on. And I put myself in a position so I'm making enough money that I can do this and the job is not strenuous. I'm not breaking my back, killing myself to earn this money so I have disposable income. And that's part of it. That's part of it that I put in work and effort to it. But I was thinking another thing is, the reason it's so good is because it's what I want to do. It's really because I want to do. It's not because I'm here or there, because I'm flashy or, oh yeah, I got this, I got that. No. It's not about what I have or what I do that makes it good. What makes it good is because this is what I've always wanted to do. So no matter what it was, what it is doesn't matter. What it is does not matter at all. This is what I wanted. If I wanted to just be drive go-karts around Mill Creek Park back in Youngstown all my life, and that's what I really wanted to do, and I was able to do that, I would be probably just as happy. I would probably be just as happy. That's why I equate happiness to the individual. The individual, the way you get, I gauge happiness is not, I can't compare my happy to your happy. I can't compare the stereotypical happy to that happy. What I can do is I can ask you, how many of the things that you want do you have? And how many things that you want that you don't have? And that's only a question you can answer to yourself. And for me, this is what I've always wanted to do. And that's why it feels so goddamn good to be halfway across the world. It was just traveling. It's P-Funk. It's history. I'm seeing things. I'm experiencing some of the world's greatest wonders. And this literally, ever since I was little, is, you know, it's stuff I've been wanting to do, you know, studying. And now I got the internet, so I'm connected all the time. I got a platform. I'm making videos here, and I got a quote unquote audience or whatever. If anybody watching it, it really don't matter if they are or not, because I will, when 30 years from now, I look back and I watch these videos with me talking to myself in the future. I could probably say that too. It's me talking to myself in the future, but it's not. It's me talking to me so y'all can watch. An open conversation with myself, let's call it that. So, I mean, there is some of that in there. I mean, we can't get around it. Shit, the nigga flying all around the world, you know, like it's candy. And you know, it's going to have an effect on me. It is definitely going to have an effect on me, and it has. Because now when I go to like a little show, not little, but, you know, little show, like an LA Magic show or something, I just go apeshit. I'm just uncontrollable. It's just, I just feel like I can do anything. I'm just like a big, giant bear, you know, in a facility. I'm King Kong. I'm King Kong. And because I've done so much, and that part I'm noticing that I'm getting more and more you know. And I'll watch that and then until it kicks on, like at the last LA Magic show, I was sitting there, you know, I didn't want to go to the front, I didn't want to start acting up because everybody was sitting in their chairs all nice and stuff. But they start playing that Cosmic Slob, and I saw that they were going to hit that tempo and that note and that tone, and they hit it, and that just triggered me. And boop, I just jumped up. They said, you know, I'm in front of the stage, just, I'm the only one in front of the stage. She goes, I don't care. Only one there, you know, I don't care. Because I can't. It's just something that happens before my thinking. It's you know, it's just almost subconscious. Anyhow, I got to go. I got to get ready to go. I don't know what time it is. You know, so I'm going to get going because I want to get there an hour earlier. So, my name is Jeffrey. Swing on y'all, you know. It's what I, you know. I think Kennedystown was the first place I saw P-Funk. Off continent. I think this is the first place I saw him off continent last time too. Anyhow, I'm gonna go to the show tonight, see what's up. See that band, play that music after seeing LA Maggots play it about a week ago or so. Week or so ago. I forget how many days, week or so, I'm not sure. So we go out there and do it, all right? Can I swing? Swing on y'all two times. For me and for the funk. For the funk. All around the world for the funk. All around the world for the funk. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I'm swinging on y'all for every elementary particle. I had to think about where I was at in the outro. I'm swinging on y'all for every elementary particle and atom that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's the totality of it all. The entelechy of what the hell is we doing here and what is all going on. And we probably may or may not ever know. The totality of it all, y'all. All of it. All of it, all of it, the ultimate reasoning and positioning and what's really going on, a reality we will never, ever, ever know or probably agree upon. And I like it that way. I like it wide open. I like a life without a God. I like a life without a God or reason. We are just here. Or you could say for each other, because the most fun I have and the highest heights are with other people. So the other people are definitely involved. I'm here for myself because I love myself more than anything. It's probably impossible for me to love something more than I love myself. I could care about it. I could be torn for it. I could, you know, have sentiment, emotional, but no, I come first. And I can unashamedly say that because to get what you want, you have to be selfish. It's not going to be given to you. You're going to have to take it. Carve out a space for yourself to live. Carve out. You got to do it. You, nobody going to take you to London to see P-Funk. If you wait on somebody to take you to London to see P-Funk, good luck, okay? You got to do it yourself. And it's got to start years and it's got to be inherent. You got to wake up before you even think about it. You're on a drive. You're on a mission. And I look back over my life. I'm sitting here, it's like a pinnacle. This is like a pinnacle right now. You know, for high school study hall. Ooh, when I grow up, I'm kind of sitting in it. And that, as I was saying earlier, is what makes it special. Not because what it is, it's because I dreamt of it for so long. It's something that I've always wanted to do. Anyhow, I'm out, y'all, this time for real. I'm getting ready to press the button.